to HV, monitoring.
4QHV, I believe it was, KO4HKX.
Okay, yeah, you got that right. How are you today?
How are you this morning? I can't remember the name. I want to say it's Nick or Nicholas. Messing calls up when you're doing the net will help you remember.
Yeah, that was last night, wasn't it? Because that actually was not the first net that I've called in when you've been net control before. One time, I don't know, maybe 2 weeks ago, I called in, but for whatever reason, my radio was not, or you were unable to hear me. I don't know what was going on.
RF's a funny thing, you'll learn.
Sounds like you're out and about today, taking care of business.
Running my tool route, getting ready to pull into my next stop. Heard you call out and thought I'd say hello.
Oh, very good. What company are you sell for?
Matco Tool Franchise.
It was one of my favorites, man. I think they probably make the best boxes on the planet. Do you know Scott?
Over in Anderson?
Yeah, I used to, I was a mechanic back in the day, and he was my go-to guy for stuff.
And I was a mechanic in a previous life, too, and then decided to give that up.
New service.
I'm over here in Cherrydale. I do part of Easley, part of Greer and Taylor's, and everything up 25 that way.
Excellent, man. I used to be super excited whenever the Matco truck would roll in because I knew I'd get a little break.
Here. I like for everybody to be excited when we pull in. I know that's not everybody's excited to see us come, though.
Yeah, and if you take care of your business, you'll be excited when the Matco shows up.
That we're generally here trying to help make your job easier. There's some of them out there that all they're worried about is making a dollar, but most of us are here trying to help.
Appreciate you calling me back today and learning a little bit about you. That's fun. And if I ever need any Matco tools, I'll definitely hit you up.
So what are you doing now, Nick, for a living?
I'm a designer. I work at home, work basically SolidWorks all day and manage projects.
That's a far cry from turning wrenches.
So much. I mean, I started out turning wrenches and then I got educated and, you know, got a degree and all that stuff and use some of my some of the skills I learned when I was turning wrenches, and I can apply some of those things into my design world now, but I don't do a lot of automation.
Know that somebody's out there that's turned wrenches before is designing some of this stuff on how it fits together. But yeah, it's amazing how much of this industry you can take and apply it to your other walks of life.
I couldn't tell you how many times I've designed something and thought, you know, somebody's going to need to service this, and do you think they'll be able to reach that bolt?
Will they be able to get the oil filter out without having to take half the car apart?
Truth. I know a lot of those, I'll call that a poor design choice. A lot of those poor design choices are sort of steered by management that really just went to business school and has no clue what's going on, but if they can make it cheaper, you know, that's the way to go.
Well, Nick, it's nice to meet you this morning, and a pleasure talking to you, and look forward to talking to you on down the log more, and sorry about messing your call up last night. I was just, was not my night for some reason, but glad to have you check in with me, and I do appreciate that, and good to talk to you, but I'm at my next stop, so I'm going to jump out of here. 73KO4HKX, and I'll be clear when you're final.
Sounds good, Patrick. We appreciate you, man, and never any hard feelings for stuff like that. I hope you have a wonderful day, sir. 73 KQ4QHV.